Hello, brothers and sisters, on this Friday. Looks like a wet Friday here in Arthur. But that's probably just what we need, a good cleansing. Well, this is our ninth day of Lent. And our devotion today from John Pavlovitz is called The Sinner's Dinner. The Sinner's Dinner. It's very good. Our scriptures from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 9 through 11. Matthew 9, 9 through 11. Here's the word. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," he told him. And Matthew got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" May God bless the hearing of the word today. Our devotion goes like this. When we read the Gospels and place ourselves inside the accounts of Jesus' life intersecting with the lives of other human beings 2,000 years ago, we tend to give ourselves the most desirable roles. We're usually the earnest disciples or the kind-hearted Samaritan. Or, at worst, were the humbled prodigal son, coming to his senses after some brief oat-sowing foolishness. We're rarely the vicious, jeering crowds, or the apathetic passerby, or the jealous brother. I think the more we try to inhabit the skin of the less heroic, less noble characters of these stories, the more expansive a God we're going to come away with, and the better able we're going to be to make space within us for those who may be exempt from our better angels. When I see the people interrogating Jesus' disciples on why Jesus eats with people of questionable conduct and poor reputation, I see myself. I know that whatever the love of God is, I tend to hoard it from people I've decided don't deserve it. That's the funny thing about who Jesus has to be if he's who we hope he is. He has to be able to outlove us. That means the scandalous dinner invite isn't just for us. It's for the people we despise, for those we disagree with, for everyone who pushes our buttons and boils our blood and twists our insides. And we have to be on board with that. Not only do we need to accept the fact that the table is wide open, but we have to be at the ready with a chair and an extra setting for those we find it most challenging to welcome. If you're at all like me, you've spent a good deal of time and effort crafting what you believe is a compelling, airtight case against breaking bread with certain people because of the message that would send to them. We don't want people whose religion or politics or behavior are adversarial to ours to get away with it by giving them proximity or showing them generosity. And that self-righteousness feels good. Until we realize that someone, somewhere, is asking Jesus why he sits with us. Amen. Special directed prayers today for our beloved sister in Christ, Phyllis Hafer, who is having her surgery in Chicago. For Bob Louder, who has fallen, is in the hospital, needs our loving prayers, and for Ruth Ann as well. Let's wrap them in an embrace of prayer today. Sunday is a full day at Vine Street. Surely you can find some things to do with us. It's 10 a.m. worship service. 11:20 is our Lenten lunch with sandwiches and whatever's left over, and an episode of The Chosen. 5 o'clock is the first gathering of our book club. Just come and see if you might want to be a part of that. It's just an organizational meeting, more or less, a setup meeting. But as for today, with every drop that falls from the sky, let it contain the power of baptism for each of us, for our family, our friends, most of all, for those we despise. In Jesus' name, amen.